45. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people to the place of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and sought to kill him, and consulted how they might take Jesus by subtlety and craft. But they said, Not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being one of the number of the 12. And he went his way, and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him to them, and said to them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him to you? And when they heard it, they were glad, and covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And he promised, and from that time sought opportunity to conveniently betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day to prepare the feast of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And Jesus came to two of his disciples, Peter and John, and sends them forth, saying, Go and prepare for the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where will you that we go and prepare, that you may eat the Passover? And he said to them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him wherever he shall go, and into the house he enters in. And you shall say to the goodman of the house, The master says to you, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as Jesus had said to them, and did as he appointed, and they made ready the Passover. Now in the evening, when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 disciples. And as they did eat, there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he pours water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then comes he to Simon Peter, and Peter says to him, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I do you know not now, but you shall know hereafter. Peter says to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash you not, you have no part with me. Simon Peter says to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus says to him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and you are clean, but not all. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore said he, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said to them, Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that does serve. For whether is greater, he that sits at meat, or he that serves? Is it not he that sits at meat? But I am among you as he that serves. Verily, verily, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before I come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified, saying, But verily I say to you, that one of you which eats with me shall betray me. The hand of him is on the table. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. And they were exceeding sorrowful. And one by one, every one of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said to them, One of the 12, the same that dips his hand with me in the dish, shall betray me. Truly indeed, the Son of Man goes as it was determined, and is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, says to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said to him, You have said. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus to him, That you do, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, Where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where go you? Jesus answered him, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. Peter said to him, Lord, why cannot I follow you now? And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not, and when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. And he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both into prison and to death. I will lay down my life for your sake. Jesus answered him and said, Will you lay down your life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say to you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day, till you have thrice denied that you know me. And he said to them, With desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof, until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and gave thanks, and blessed, and broke it, and gave to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you, this do in remembrance of me. Likewise also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Take this, and divide it among yourselves, and drink you all of it, For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But verily I say to you, I will not drink hereafter of the fruit of the vine, until that day shall come when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of God my Father. And they all drank of it. And he said to them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked you anything? And they said, Nothing. Then said he to them, But now, he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough.